This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
When last we saw our heroes,
when we were here last time, we were right in the middle of some battles, and we're going to pick it right back up there and turn it back over to our dungeon master, Rodrigo.
Okay, so last time, our heroes were flying away from the Exilarchy of Cogs, and they are on the moon. These flying creatures attack the ship, and they are now in the process of fighting against them. So, top of the round.
Fight.
What's up?
Fight.
Oh, fight. I thought you said fight.
No, it was a Mortal Kombat reference.
Oh, right.
Round 4. Fight.
And this is round 4. Which would never happen in Mortal Kombat, but
nope,
that worked out. This guy's going to shift over here.
Oh, my little zone thingy's gone.
Can I kill him?
The ship is no longer front. No, you didn't get a chance to mark him. And he's going to bite her eyes, Smith.
What?
Smith?
Oh, sorry, Randus.
It's like, what? He's biterizing through Randus?
That's yes. Right. If he hits you, Randus just automatically dies from having a
awesome
monster burst through him.
That would be cool.
I fall prone, so he has combat advantage on me.
I like how you guys hate each other. Oh, wait. I forgot your AC's crap. 18 versus AC?
No.
Oh, yeah, because he's attacking you.
My AC's crap. His and AC's 18 crap. Wouldn't have hit me either.
Awesome. Nice.
If he was adjacent to me doing that.
Oh, God damn it. And that'll be his turn. Top of the crystal guy's turn. He's going to take some fire damage.
Five.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
And he is going to...
Don't denigrate his fire damage like that. Oh, Ringo, it's good that you wrote a song. We'll put it right here on the refrigerator.
He's going to move over here. And
the mark's been gone for a while.
And he's going to do a little bit of a close blast 3 there, hitting the 3 of you and his friend.
Yay, he hit his friend. Maybe.
What is this attack? Well, they've been rolling like crap, so I might not hit his friend. It might just hit you.
Yeah.
I hate you too.
That's understandable. Da da da.
Da, da, da.
15 versus reflex hit anybody?
Yes.
That'll be Torque, Randus, and Smith.
Who went with the reflex?
15 versus reflex.
That does hit me.
Huzzah.
Your amulets are worthless.
They work for me.
He's a smart guy. All right, so gonna roll me some damage.
Ow.
Relatively high.
Whoa. Sure you didn't want that healing last time?
I'm happy with it now.
That'll be 19 damage to Torque and Smith.
Ow. I'm at 8.
Wait, what?
Wow. I'm bloodied again.
Nobody told me that there was damage involved.
Really? Because you've been dishing it out. And
I don't take it.
He will push you 2 squares, bonk, bonk, and knock you prone.
No.
Push you 2 squares, bonk, bonk, and knock you prone.
Am I prone?
Yes.
I want to fall where it is most convenient.
Okay. We'll put you here adjacent to his friend.
Okay.
It's either that or a step away so you can charge him. What would you prefer, Torque?
Actually, yeah, that would be probably preferable. Mm. We'll put you over here. That way you can stand up and then charge something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which will be fairly helpful.
Go, boots of fortuitous falling, Greaves.
Yes, those something two. Like that.
Huh?
A fortuitous falling Greaves.
Ah. And that will be that guy's turn. So now it is Torque's turn.
Hi. My name is Torque.
You've been screamed at, Torque. You are flat on your back.
I don't want that.
This seems familiar.
Is it a full action to get up?
It's a move action to get up.
I have not been knocked down in a full 10 episodes.
And he caught up to my set.
Can I attack from my back?
Not right now, because there's nothing adjacent to you. What you can do is stand up as a move action and then charge as a standard action.
Yes.
Smacking.
And then I can attack the thing.
You can attack one of three enemies if you charge.
Yep. Alright, I'm going to kip up to my feet like Shawn Michaels, because that's what I do.
Right.
And then I'm going to assess the situation with my razor-sharp accuracy combat skills.
Okay. So you're 13 wisdom?
Yeah. It's 14 now, I think.
Oh, nice.
No, 13. I'm gonna use that there wisdom to look at the situation. I got a bleedy yellow guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a not so bleedy green guy.
Actually, I think they're both bloodied. Yeah.
And I got a big.
No, actually, this guy's not bloodied. This guy is bloodied.
Okay. I got a big flamey thing, but I don't know what it is.
A big what thing?
Flamey thing.
Oh, yeah. This is the big furry guy.
Okay. Big furry guy with little tiny bat wings.
Yep.
All right. And big. Remember, I'm not physically there, so sometimes I zone out.
Yeah, it's all good.
Which of them seems to be the biggest threat?
Literally the biggest threat? The furry guy.
I am a literal character.
Okay. The biggest monster that is all up in your grill is that big furry guy.
I shall charge and attack.
Okay.
Now, if I make a standard attack, I can add my Furious Assault to that so long as I call it.
Correct.
Do I call that before the attack?
You can call that after you've hit, but before you roll damage.
Acknowledge. I shall be attacking him.
Okay.
And rolling a 20 to attack will avail me not. What's 16 plus 12? 28 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, I shall throw my Furious Assault into the damage portion of the program.
Roll 2d12. Nice.
All right, I will.
20.
10 and 7. 17 damage.
Plus your strength?
Plus an additional 7.
Your usual damage. So that'll be
24.
24.
There you go. All right, I will.
Smack. And then some reactions are going to happen. This guy's going to move two, which is probably where you want him. And take a bite of Torque.
To mark.
Oh, no, you can mark him.
I need to mark the big fuzzy guy.
Hey! Matthew's on the ball.
That's right. And so, seeing that their boss is being attacked, that guy's going to slide up to you and take a chomp at you, Torque.
I duck.
You do. And then the next one is going to also try it.
Actually, I'm not going to duck. I'm going to leap up.
Okay.
They're biting beneath me this time.
They were not planning on you leaping up.
Nobody ever is.
All right. Well, that second one hits a 28 versus AC.
That does, in fact, hit. If only just.
Yep. For a total of
4 points of damage.
Kind of.
2.4 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
Fair.
Oh, and actually, apparently they can shift after the attack.
Weird.
Oh, so that sucks. Will.
However, it was not a big attack. It was enough to draw blood.
Are you bloodied?
I am indeed.
Nice. Hmm.
Just barely.
Hmm.
But bloodied.
Okay. Well, it's still your turn, Torque. You've move, charge, all you have is a minor action left over if you have anything you can do, which I think we've established you don't. So
I really don't know.
Boss monster is going to take some fire damage.
Fire damage. Flaming sphere.
Five.
Don't you do it.
I'm not. I'm stopping.
Don't you do it.
And then he's going to try to gore Duttork.
Since he's marked at all. Give me this cool armor that if they crit on me, it kills them, and they never crit.
That says you steal all the crits in the game, Matthew.
That's right. You get all of them.
I am the crit master. I mastered the crit. Look at this face.
That's going to be an 18 versus AC, which I'm pretty sure 10. Doesn't hit.
Negative.
Awesome.
Are you counting how many times they miss him?
No.
Oh.
That's still references.
Oh.
This is a new episode. You should start over.
Okay, so one. Or 10 for the combat.
That was not a reference as far as anyone knows.
I caught the reference.
If Rodrigo doesn't catch it, it didn't happen.
I caught the reference. It can't be that hard to catch.
If you point them out to Rodrigo, he too will start counting, and then bad things will happen.
That's likely. All right. Well, that's that guy's turn. It was a sad turn for him. Orym.
As I look at these guys, these two crystal guys, which one?
They're not made of crystal.
Well, whatever they're made out of. Battery. Cable batteries.
Yes.
Jumper cable fairy wings.
Which one looks the most damaged?
This one is bloodied. This one is not. The white one is not bloodied.
Okay. I'm going to run up to this guy, and I'm going to do a standard attack with my long sword of plus two.
Awesome. Cool.
Is that a charge?
15 plus 11 is 26.
Let's say it wasn't a charge.
Okay.
26?
26.
That'll hit.
All right, so
why
I get to do now.
Wasn't a charge?
Because then he won't maintain his sphere.
Okay. No. So the parrying weapons here. Okay, so it says. Oh, never mind.
Want to roll me a
d8?
D8. Those are the ones that look like little diamonds.
Two.
So four.
What's your...
Oh, plus the damage workspace. 1d8 plus 6 is 8, yeah.
8.
He took melee training like smart, responsible people.
I actually read this wrong. I thought that the critical was the normal because then it had damage per plus, so...
But
well.
Orym's valiant surge does take that guy out.
Good job.
All right. There, I use my sword.
That's right.
Torm is so
minor. From either 4-2, he shall be referred to as Orym Killstealer of the clan Killstealer.
Minor to sustain the fireball, and that's it.
All right. It's a pretty good turn.
So
for Orym. Orym.
Moving it. Nice.
For a change.
Randus.
All right. Okay, first of all, my assistant tossed me back out my crossbow and blast the anglerfish with scouring weapon.
Okay.
So, 22 versus AC.
Hits.
Nice. Two weapon. Other weapon. So, 15 damage.
15 damage. He's bloodied.
All right. And he's at minus 2 penalty to AC until the end of my next turn.
Nice.
Oh, actually, would a 21 versus AC hit him?
Yes.
Okay. They put the dagger attack in and not the...
Oh.
So I see 9.
So I do.
The dagger one is the top.
Okay. So, as I have said, he is bloodied. Anything else? Oh, you said he's a minus 2 to AC?
Yeah. Are we in dire need of temporary hit points?
Me? Probably not. I should be good because I'm not anywhere near anybody anymore.
I'll save the daily for now.
Okay.
So, done for now.
Okay. Smith.
Yay, I regenerate. I'm at 10. I stand up. Blazing Starfall. I'm that dude. So as
Only him's
target. Only him is in the target, and he is the very corner.
So basically on the flaming sphere? Oh, no, that dude.
On the dude that I... Yeah.
Nice.
Here? The fish. Yes, exactly like that.
Nice.
I missed.
Okay.
Still got his own.
Exactly.
And that is the end of the round.
Ka-chink.
You guys are doing pretty well. You're down to only two enemies, one of which is bloodied.
And apparently if we smack the other one gets to go, so maybe take out the bloodied.
Mm-hmm. He's going to move first, and he's going to take damage when he moves.
That's right.
You want to attack.
And it is fish turn. So the white one will scream at Orim and Tork.
Orim's taking damage?
Which I think are simultaneously... He's simultaneously attacking the person with the highest reflex and the lowest reflex. Actually, no. Smith might actually have a lower reflex.
Smith has a 13 reflex.
Yeah, that's pretty low. That's going to be a 15 versus reflex.
Miss.
And Tork?
What?
Does that hit you?
I'm sorry, I was distracted. Okay. A 15 to my reflex? Yep. Yes, it does in fact hit.
Okay.
And I duck. Your damage roll.
Take 12 damage.
I don't want it.
Are you down?
No, not even close. Oh, okay. But I am wounded.
And he's going to push you 1-2 squares.
Uh-oh. I am past the point of bloodiedness where somebody who is in, you know, who might be concerned about my health could conceivably pull a hypo out of his butt.
Did you just get bloodied, or
no? He's been
bloodied.
He's been bloodied for a turn. Astra.
Did you get your resilience when you were bloodied?
Yes.
And by yes, you mean calculating that right now?
Maybe.
How many temporary hit points does that give you? 5?
10.
10. So just add 10 hit points to yourself.
10,000.
That's exactly what I did there.
It is not over 9,000.
All right.
Yes.
But that... And that does make it Torque's turn.
You're going to roll some flaming
sphere damage on Torque.
That happens.
Oh, no. Sorry. eight more damage.
Torque, take 8 damage.
8 more damage, Torque.
Okay. Puppy helmet.
Looks like Torque's going to get the goo.
Oh, Rodrigo did that on purpose.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I go now?
Yes. Matthew's or Steven's damage rolls are up now.
Where am I at?
Okay, you are right next to that guy you've been hitting, the big fuzzy guy.
And a flaming sphere.
And a flaming sphere.
You guys know that I have Coke bottle thick glasses, and right now the screen is showing me what I see without them, right?
No, I did
There's
not know
that. There's an orange blur and a yellow blur and kind of a bluish blur and something that looks like a Christmas tree. Okay, so can I still attack something?
Yes, you are next to a thing you can attack.
Is it fuzzy?
It is fuzzy.
And don't worry about having to move away from that flame sphere.
Oh, I wasn't, quite obviously. I expected that it would move, but life is short, get a helmet, I suppose. All right, this would be the time when my comeback strike would be awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I shall strike my comeback. Woo! 30 to hit.
That'll hit.
All right. Two weapon plus 30.
They've gotten 30s a couple times.
Woo! And I can spend a Serling Heege.
Yep. Something like that.
9 plus 8 is 17 plus 7 is 34.
24?
That'll work too. And
I have 30.
17 plus 7 is 24, right?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. 9 24. Plus 8 plus 7 is, 34. And then I'm going to get back my healing surge. Woo! 10 hit points. I'm unbloodied. Watch my wounds.
How do we got the same healing surge value?
Wait. Even Torque?
Yeah.
What?
What's your max HP?
48.
Your healing surge value should be 12.
It should?
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo! 26. I'm even more unbloodied.
You did not factor that when you leveled up, did you?
I did factor it. I haven't been looking at it because I'm an idiot.
You know, right. It happens to the best of us.
So you're saying Dead I'm not Brian. The best of us. You're saying I'm the worst of us is what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize people could randomly turn into my ex-girlfriends.
Yes, well, you better remember this.
Yes, I'm sorry. It'll never happen again, sweetie pie.
If you ever forget my birthday again, no nunu for you, pal.
All right, great. So you hit the thing, regain some hit points. Anything else?
Is there any need for me to shift?
If you wanted to move away from the flaming
shifteriness, doesn't the one dude get to shift when his boss gets smacked? Oh yeah, he does.
And
takes 3 damage.
Takes 3 damage. And he's gonna attack Torque.
I did damage. I love you, Torque.
Doesn't that guy get to kill Torque? That's his power, right? When the other players turn on him, the creature gets to kill Torque, right?
24 versus AC.
Yeah, we need to kill
your
fish.
Mother's. Yeah, that hits.
I just That's got 7 damage.
Back, you stupid. Well, now I'm bloody. Son of a.
Yep, and I believe your resiliency only triggers the first time you get bloodied in combat.
Probably.
Okay. Resiliency is not a multi thingy. And quite frankly, you can't really be unbloodied. It's not the way the mechanic works.
It's magic. Actually, you do. If you jump above bloodied, you are no longer bloodied.
That doesn't even make sense.
Magic. Being bloody doesn't actually necessarily even mean that you're bleeding. It just means you are
at half
beaten. Yes, beaten up to a certain point. If somebody heals you or makes you feel better about yourself, then
you will not. Little camper.
That's
we'll
right.
Get him next year.
Hey, what do you think warlords do?
Yep.
So what you're telling me is Bill Murray in Stripes was playing a warlord.
If I had seen that movie, I would probably say.
You haven't
Maybe.
Seen Stripes?
I haven't seen Stripes.
Lame.
All right. We need to pause the show right now for 2 hours.
Okay. So, while you and I go watch Stripes, let's let somebody take their turn. Whose turn is it?
Big Furry.
Nice. Hey!
8 damage for him.
There was a fire surge this turn.
That's all we needed to do was put Torque in range of it.
Yep.
And it was going to start dealing damage.
And he's still marked, so he's just going to take a chomp at Torque. That'll be a 31 versus AC.
Dear crap.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that they've been missing us so often.
Yeah.
I know.
No, they hit. These guys are supposed to hit pretty hard.
Is Torque still alive?
That's going to be 15 damage to Torque.
Oh, I should be at 4 hit points then.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
We're rolling?
I was distracted by imaginary people at the door.
All right. So Torque gets gored and takes 15 damage. And now it is...
Torque's turn.
Nope, Orym's turn.
All right. As a move action, I'm going to move that flaming sphere one away from Torque, but still next to a Big Furry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big Furry Kevin Nash used to wrestle.
And then I'm going to use my magic missile attack against...
you are in base. You're
in melee.
In melee.
That is
so
true.
If you use magic missile, which is a ranged attack, you will be provoking an opportunity attack.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess I'll just hit him with my... Big ol' sword, then.
Not a
seems to be working
idea.
For you.
5 plus, that's 16.
I knew eventually I would bring you around to the ways of the blade and crack him on the head.
Acid?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So still no. -2 to AC.
Nope.
Nah.
There is minor to sustain, decent. And that's it.
Okay.
I tried. All right.
Renda's turn.
Okay. I'm going to break out my bottle of goo and throw it at Torque. So it breaks on him and starts expanding, and he now has 20 extra temporary hit points.
Nice. I think I have more temporary hit points this round than Aurum has.
I could see that.
I have no temporary hit points at this point, so.
Yeah. And I also don't know a joke.
All right. What else, Randis?
I shall. What does that mean? Okay. I'll do aggravating force upon the jumper cable fairy.
Okay.
So that'll be 18 versus AC?
No.
Okay, I shall use my Greaves of, yeah, where it is, or the Calder's of Second Chance.
Okay.
To reroll that.
Did we decided those were only in melee?
Yeah.
Were they? Oh.
It does specifically read melee.
Then, never mind. I missed with an at will. Whoop-de-cred. And...
let's see.
Kind of embarrassing.
Use this power when you miss with a melee attack. Yep.
Yeah, you're right. I scrolled down and looked afterwards. But, yeah, I'm fairly comfortable where I'm at.
Okay.
I'll stay there.
Sounds good. That's Randa's turn. Smith turn.
Smith turn. Smith regenerate. He is at 12.
I bet I would have hit if it was a dagger.
Yeah.
I will step forward.
Okay.
So as I'm, you know, next to my buddies. Next to my buddy Randis, who gives me all the extra abilities to hit.
And lightning breath.
Yes. When I can't hit anything that's not a friend. Blazing Starfall, centered on the big dude.
To get them both.
So as I can get them both.
Like there?
Yes.
Okay. Should have brought the things.
I know I should have brought the things. I didn't think about it. You were there. You could have grabbed the things while you were sitting there waiting for me to get out of the shower.
It was dark.
It was dark.
This is a weirdly homoerotic conversation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first critical hit slash fiction.
That's right.
Woo!
I doubt that it's the first.
This is the first official one. You rolled a
first
3,
one
huh?
That's actually
yeah.
Smith is okay. So glorious.
So it's a 10 versus yeah. Reflex.
That's not going to hit. Incidentally, though, we'll go... whoop. And he can't quite get to you.
3 damage.
That's right.
I knew what I was doing. I brought him closer so you can stabify him with a magic weapon, and we can get awesomer.
Yes, if, that's... well.
And he can eat us.
And which gets him away from Torque.
So he can eat us betterer.
Indeed.
I could go to flame.
So, top of the round. Is that -2 still kicking around to his AC, or is that gone?
No, that's gone.
Okay.
That was the end of my last turn, so just then.
Cool. And here's a delicious new thing. He'll try to eat Aurum.
What?
What? So fish go.
I know.
Wow.
I'm surprised that Aurum getting attacked.
Yeah.
This doesn't happen all that often.
He might just shift and bite Smith.
I hate
him. Probably making him angrier. Are either of you bloodied?
No.
I haven't taken
any
hits.
I've been bloodied
so.
For a while.
Right. Shift, bite Smith.
I hate you.
Yeah, well.
You're covered in juicy sauce.
You are.
You marinate yourself when you bleed.
These guys have been rolling terrible anyway. See, that's a 15. Plus 12.
Misses.
Yep. Then you don't take...
help me.
maybe.
8 damage.
Hey, I'm still standing.
Barely.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
You do got... potion.
I do have a potion.
And
made of my own vomit.
That'll be that guy's turn. So, Torque.
I thought we established that the amulets are made from the vomit.
How are you?
Oh. Well, what did you make the potions out of?
Other, like
other
the
stuff.
Eyeball, no. Nude eyeballs, probably. It doesn't matter. It completely transmutes the substance. Torque is your go.
Magic!
Either way, I'm not drinking it.
We've been doing that a lot lately.
Yes.
That should be our catchphrase. Hello, my name is Torque.
Yep, there's a...
You've been listening to the Critical Hit Podcast.
That big furry guy is still in, right in front of you.
So it should be Torque and the Magitones.
And the other bad feller is off to the left in the behind?
Yep, he's back here, munching on Smith.
Oh, well, no problems there. I'm going to attack the big feller.
Okay.
I'm going to use my encounter.
Which is?
Well, I don't know what that means. I just read a comment on the entire web that said I need to use my encounter more.
Oh. Yes, you already did that.
Huh? Reaping Strike, 16 to hit.
No.
Okay, never mind.
And you're marking him, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't I have to hit to mark, or is it just when I attack?
No, just when you swing, you mark.
Ah, okay. Never mind then. He is marked.
Okay.
Mark is his name, and we shall call him Mark.
Anything else?
Do I need to shift? I don't believe I do.
I don't think so. You're blocking him pretty well there.
Am I going to be set on fire by my allies next round?
Probably. Not at this point. But that doesn't mean that doesn't mean that you're moving would help that in any way.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm good to go.
Okay. So now the monster, the big furry, is going to go.
And little furry didn't.
Takes 8 damage.
Yeah, he shifted over there in a bit.
Oh, okay. He can shift anywhere. Okay.
No. When I smacked the big guy, when I attacked the big guy, he shifted 2.
Yeah.
And then on his turn, he shifted 1 more so he could bite at me.
Yep.
And did Torque not just smack the big guy too?
Smork just... Oh.
No, he missed him.
He attacked the big guy, though.
Yeah.
So no.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Which means he could shift too.
Yeah, he's not going to, though. It doesn't...
Okay. I hate you.
There's something way more delicious to bite.
But he's supposed to be guarding the big guy.
Are you actually trying to throw me under a bus at this point in time?
No, I'm trying to pull myself out from under the bus.
Robert Ignatius Rasmussen, are you trying to throw me under a bus?
It's pronounced Musson.
I could not possibly care less. What does Master Yoda look like?
Does he look like?
What?
He doesn't listen to the podcast, Matthew, so...
I haven't heard that.
At least he called you Ignatius. Usually, Steven gets a girl's name. Usually gets, like, Steven Evelyn Schleicher or something like that.
Francis is a good comeback. I also like Shakira.
Yeah. Anyway...
Anything from the doctor school.
Or he's going to gore the torque.
My mom told me if I do that, I go blind. Not a reference. Ha!
21 versus AC. Yeah, torque.
Actually, that meets it. So it does hit.
Yep, that'll be a hit. 14 damage.
14?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a buttload of damage.
Yep. I don't know. You know, if these guys were hitting...
I am blue-deed again.
Okay.
Well,
and that's that guy's turn.
You were never unbloodied with the temporary hit points.
That wasn't actual hit points, so you don't be unbloodied.
So, Orym turn.
Orym is going to cast Magic Missiles on this guy.
Okay.
Good go.
And that's 19 plus 8 is 27.
That'll hit.
And that will do
2d4s
of damage. So that would be 1... Plus 4,
average.
Plus 6, is 11 of damage.
Okay.
Still there, huh?
Still there.
And then minor to sustain the fireball, and that is the end of my turn.
Okay.
Magic weaponify.
Rendus.
Very well. Yes, I shall take his suggestion of magic weaponify. So again,
okay, with a dagger.
Yep, dagger and
knife to the eye.
Hopefully, not.
Ew.
Wait, now I'll use my.
I claim re-roll. Interference from the computer.
Well, then I'll use my reroll from my magic item using a magic item daily to try that again. That's better. For a grand total of, this one is 10. So that'll be 23 versus AC.
23 versus AC, that hits.
Awesome. And my minuscule damage of...
Hey, max damage.
8 damage.
8 damage.
You two guys get a plus 1 power bonus to attack rolls and plus 2 power bonus to damage till the end of my next turn.
Don't put it in your workspace. Just make a note of it somewhere.
Or, yeah, I'll try to remind you. And then I'll shift to...
Flankify with me.
Okay, I was going to say, do you want that? Okay, then I'll do that.
Ha ha! Have at the monstrosity.
And that's all I'll do for now.
Okay, and Smith turn.
Yay, regenerate. I'm at 6. He's been bloodied for a little while now, right?
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully one good smack.
Yeah, we're going to go with a Dragon Frost.
Okay.
Stabbing with the Dragon Frost to the face.
Cool.
Yes.
That'll hit with a plus a lot. 27.
Yeah, that hits.
Does that spliff?
Maybe.
Oh, that's...
Not unless his power magically turns him into a minion. Still needs some real damage.
Ooh. Yeah. Almost a 7.
17 damage?
17 damage.
It's plus 2 from you, right?
Yes. Till I raise my attributes.
Yep, that takes him out.
Yay!
His corpse is between Orym and Randus.
Okay.
All right. That's the top of the round.
Yep. I'm moving, so I'm adjacent to Randus, because he gives me awesome funness.
Flash didn't happen.
Sure he did. He went everywhere because he's the Flash.
There you go.
All right. It just didn't. The camera just didn't like that angle. Wand.
Awesome. Bossa Nova.
Chevy Nova.
So does that mean the Starfall is gone?
Silence for the dead cord.
Yes,
what? The Starfall is gone.
Oh yeah, horrible. It ends at the end of my turn.
Okay.
And Torque.
Hi.
You've been bumped up to the top of the initiative order.
Yeah, I have.
Yep, because all the things that were faster than you are dead.
It's just like my office. By attrition, I eventually become the best.
That's right.
All I have to do is outlast the people who suck only slightly more than me. I'm going to attack the big thing, which is fuzzy and or looks like flame from here.
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to do it in the Torque voice, and it's going to go like this. I'm going to kill it.
All right, so reaping
super
strike.
Fancy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to reap it. Booyaka!
20?
31 to hit.
619.
Shut your face.
That'll hit. Roll damage.
I've only played that game 45 of the last 30 hours.
Roll damage.
All right, I will. What's 12 and 4 and 7?
12 and 4 and 7?
23.
Okay. That'll kill it.
That's my play roll.
Yay.
We didn't get the gang up on it.
Darn.
We did.
You guys
did an awesome badass power walk towards it, and while it was distractilcated, I jumped up out of nowhere like a monster in a Yui Bowl film and just went, smoke. And then I did that thing where I turned to the camera and behind me you see his body split in half and fall down. I was going to say explode like a Power Rangers villain, but I'm all out of references this week.
Also, you guys don't do so well with exploding monsters, so maybe we should stay away from those.
Yeah.
So at this point, since that encounter is over, I look around to see if there's any more monsters on our tail.
Oh, yes.
And then I rush to the front of the ship, to Tony, and say, or wherever he's at, back of the ship, and I open the compass and say, Tony, point us in this direction.
Okay. Tony... looks at the compass, like, that seems like a good idea, but we have a little bit of a problem.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure we don't really have a rudder at this point anymore.
Oh, jeez.
Boy. All right.
What are we going to do?
Crash, probably.
Yay.
Can we not do that?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
So,
what do you need us to do?
Brace for impact.
Can do.
I assume the crash position.
Okay. So onto something as you, the ship essentially begins to tilt, sort of starboard,
like the Phoenix.
And
I'm gonna count that one.
Why? You cannot count things that don't.
That's why.
You guys see these.
I'm just glad it's directed at someone else right now.
As you fly, you may take a moment to admire the lunar landscape. It is, in fact, sort of a general gray and blue tinge. There are these rocks that kind of tend to be very thin and thin and tall and just make these like mesas or like buttes.
Looks like a face.
Yep, it does.
They are buttes, I'll tell you that.
And you guys fly through two of them and then two more that are a little closer, and then the next two Thony can't quite clear, so the ship kind of scrapes up against one, and then you guys basically just crash the crap land. The ship hits hard. No, you know, it doesn't hit with the nose. He manages to tilt it up, so, you know, there's no... you guys don't come to a completely sudden stop. It crashes down, turns around as it's falling, kind of clockwise, just sending rocks and dirt and debris all over the place, and basically comes to a stop after going thump, and then just kind of straightens itself out. And then immediately followed by a lot of from the engine room.
Everybody okay?
I'm still standing.
Good.
Tony, how you doing?
Oh! I didn't think my knuckles could get any whiter, but you learn something new every day.
I guess any landing you can walk away from.
Is she dead?
Oh, no. She's a tough old girl, but she's not going to fly anytime soon. I need to go down and take care of this.
Very well.
Are you going to be all right?
Well, I think so. I do have a very good cloaking device on this thing.
Okay. But the cloaking device makes it look like it's on side and on fire, and it really is
other side and on fire. Well, there you go. Then I won't even need to engage it.
That's a good point. We're going to go kill the immense colossal evil. We'll be back in a couple hours if you want to make sandwiches.
All right. Okay. If I get this fixed, I'll catch up with you guys.
Uh-huh. He said, hinting broadly.
Fine. Oh, I'm definitely not going to have this done until your adventure's over.
Plot point. Plot point.
So do we have our bearings?
Down, Rob. Write that one down.
Okay.
Okay.
I pull out the compass and I take a look at it, and it's now pointing in a direction.
Yep. As you open it, the black field has now turned blue, and there is a little dot in it, like right at the center, and another little dot sort of northwest from you guys.
This is probably where we need to go, northwest.
There's also a little kind of like thumbprint-looking thing at the bottom, at like the very bottom of the compass.
Uh-huh. Thumbprint-looking? So yeah. I put my thumb on it.
Yeah. Okay, you put your thumb on it, and this little, basically, text box opens up on it. And
princess is in another castle.
Yep.
I see you're trying to save the world. Do you want assistance with that?
Nope. It says Mesas of the Fallen Ones.
Mesas of the Fallen Ones? Anybody know anything about that?
I'm going to assume it's where we're at.
Yes.
Okay.
A mesa is...
I haven't been around these parts.
Flat top, hilly thing. And lost ones are things that are lost. So I'll bet you that this has something to do with he who shatters the sky and the chicken. So I think we should go that way.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Very well. Let's head out.
You know, when I was a little cub walking around the streets of Moonhold, I never thought that I would be walking on the moon.
It is a very interesting experience.
And until we get off this ship, we still won't be walking on the moon.
Yes, so let's make our way now.
Okay.
I assume we're going to take a short rest. Here,
you eldritch monkey. Let's just go.
You guys take a short rest before you get going.
Thank you.
So you can get powers
hang
back.
Hang on, I'm going to take a nap.
All right, that's probably a good breaking point for this week's episode. Again, a little bit shorter, but we had to get through that action so that you guys could sit back and enjoy a week of wondering what happens when we step foot on the moon. If you have any questions about Critical Hit, you can email us at podcast@majorspoilers.com, and we will be back next week to see what happens when Torque sets foot on the moon.
That's right. Here's a hint. He immediately catches on fire.